All right, it's Saturday, January the 28th, and welcome to the Daily Nards New Music Friday podcast number 4. Yes, I know it's Saturday, and should have did this yesterday, but we didn't do it, so sue me, I guess. on the show today, we've got some new music, we've got some new Randy, we've got some old classics from Screeching Weasel, we've also got The Smile, and hopefully a couple other tracks if we can get them in time. We've got some show news for you, as well as a few other little tidbits. So let's just get right into it. This is the early November we're hearing now, one of their new releases. This song is called Decoration. So let's just go ahead and listen to the rest of this. We won't run away. We'll take the piggy bank and cash it in on our way. So chase your dreams.
Cheekbones hurt, and then a little baby talk to make sure you still it's all around the pointless bits that we offer for to pay for ourselves.
Was the early November there with Decorations off a I believe that's off a new split they did with I Am the Avalanche on Equal Vision. I should really research these things. The reason why we're doing the show today is because I was feeling a little under the weather yesterday. Through no fault of my own, I'm gonna plead innocence. I was out Thursday night at Sneaky D's to see the premiere of a new band made up of people I used to play with, friends of mine, Leland and Tyler, most notably or most recently known for their work in Arcata. They're in a new band now called Whore for a Heart. They played on Thursday night to a pretty packed house. The show was pretty good. It featured Whore for a Heart, The Cancer Bats, Fever Out, and To the Lions. Clearly my favorite band of the night had to be To the Lions. They really impressed me. They're guys from a bunch of other bands. Someone had mentioned to me where they were from before. If anybody knows, just email me and I'll update the information. They're very strife metal-ish. It was cool though. I really enjoyed them. Whore for Our Heart played really well too. I think it was their first show. So it's good to see a band play so tight their first time out. Next Thursday, again at Sneaks, we've got another really good show. I'm going to pull up the information here, so bear with me. It's a band made up of some older fellas, let's put it that way. Most notably, a gentleman by the name of Warren Kinsella. He is furious blogger, world-renowned, former advisor to Jean Chrétien and a bunch of other people, a lawyer. And he recently authored the book Furious Hour. It's a critical look at the history of punk rock. It's a pretty good read. It tackles some important issues like the development of punk rock in different places like New York City and London and California, the good sides and the bad sides to punk rock, questions of feminism and punk rock, taking things too far. So it's a really good read. I suggest you go out and check it out. Furious Hour by Warren Kinsella. Anyways, all of my damn ramblings aside, the reason I mention this is, anyways, his band is called Shit From Hell. And Shit From Hell will be playing next Thursday, that's February 2nd, with the Sneaky Castros at Sneaky D's, 431 College Street at Bathurst. The show is kicking off at 9 p.m. Admission is $10, and all the proceeds are going to juvenile diabetes. So, should be a fairly cool show. A lot of three-chord, old-school punk rock. Fun stuff. Come on out. The Daily Gnar will be there. Just look for me in the Daily Gnar t-shirt, since it's the only one. And buy me a beer, because I'll probably need one. Failing, we don't have some old-school punk rock for you in the vein of Shit From Hell. We're going to do the next best thing. We're going to go with Screeching Weasel. Screeching Weasel just released Weasel Mania this week. It's a best of album, and I got to tell you, it's amazing. You need to go pick it up. You need to run out and get it now. If you've ever been a fan of Screeching Weasel, this is the one to get. It's 25 tracks. It's got all of their albums, the best of all of their albums. You probably know every song on there, so you can sing along. So we're going to go with what's probably my favorite song on there. It's hard for me to pick, but we're going to go with Cindy's on Methadone here on the New Music Friday. Cindy's on Methadone, she's doing it for some inch. Cindy's on Methadone, she's off of heroin. One, two, three, four. Cindy is doing well, we're glad to have her home. She slept in vomit, now she sleeps on Methadone. But she stopped ripping off her neighbor, stopped digging, changed her stains, stopped shooting needles full of dreams into her arms. Cindy's on Methadone, good. Oh, I like it. Anyways, you are listening to the New Music Friday podcast number 4, courtesy of the Daily Gnar. The Daily Gnar is a several times a day updated news, politics, music, technology, whatever I feel like, updated site. You can check it out at thedailygnar.blogspot.com. You can just hit me up, the Daily Gnar, type that into Google, you'll be able to find it. Now on to a little bit of more news. This one's concerning Truth Explosion magazine. For those of you who don't know, Truth Explosion is a punk rock, hardcore, emo, photography, news, music, website, and now photo magazine. That's right, they're going to be releasing their first annual photo issue, and they're having quite a big party to celebrate. They're going to be celebrating in Toronto at the Berkeley Church on Friday, February the 17th, and in Montreal, Friday the 24th, at the main hall at the Green Room. For those of you who don't know, the Berkeley Church in Toronto is located at 315 Queen Street East, and in Montreal, the Green Room is located at 5386 Saint-Laurent Boulevard. In Toronto, we've got a pretty good lineup. We've got Magenta Lane doing their CD release, The Old Soul, Cancer Bats, Tokyo Police Club, and Now You're Taken. I think that there are some more bands actually getting added to the bill as we speak. In Montreal, we've got, again, Now You're Taken and The Old Soul, plus Cuff the Duke. So should be good shows at both places. Truth Explosion Magazine is going to be running a bus to Montreal from Toronto. All you have to do is click little picture in the corner right now. That'll take you to the ad on the Truth Explosion website. And right up near the top, you'll see click here for RSVP. RSVPing will help them out a lot. It'll let them know how many people are coming as well. It will help you out because you can get in first, bypass the line, and get some free booze. Apparently they've worked it out with Jägermeister, so they're going to have some free drinks for people available at the place. So check it out, truthexplosion.com, or click the picture in the corner. Now let's get back to some music. Here at the Daily Gnar, we sometimes get music sent to us, and for once we actually got a band that was pretty good. This band is on MySpace, and they're from California. They're called Thriller. And so we're gonna play one song from their three songs on their MySpace website. It's called Denim Not Leather. It's kind of like the older Every Time I Die stuff, which I'm a big fan of. It's got some definite rock influences in it. It's got a really cool hardcore feel, and they like to switch it up a little bit near the end. So less talk, more rock. Let's go to Thriller on the New Music Friday, number 4. We'll be right back. right, let's go with two back-to-back bands really quickly here. The first one up is going to be Randy. Randy used to be crazy high-tech punk rock back in the 90s. They've completely switched it up in their last few albums. Maybe it's just a sign of their age or something. I don't know. They sound a lot more like the Hives now. International Noise Conspiracy. Their new album is called Randy the Band. It's out on Burning Heart, and in North America, it's distributed by Fat Records. It's awesome. I suggest you go pick it up. We're going to listen to I Raise My Fist by them. Okay, and right after that, we're going to go into a new band, Scary Kids Scaring Kids, with their song Drowning. I believe they've got a new video out. I think Truth Explosion has a link to it on the news section in their on their front page, so you can go check them out. So here we go, Randy and Scary Kids on the New Music Friday. Enjoy. Oakley Dokley Ned, I think that about does it for the fourth podcast in the New Music Friday series. It's been a good one, I think. Again, if you want to get a hold of us, you can hit us up at thedailynar@gmail.com. Send us any links to band stuff, news, any samples, any bands you want us to check out. Send it there, thedailynar@gmail.com. Don't forget to read the website every day, thedailynar.blogspot.com. We're going to end things off here with The Smile. I think we talked about them last week. The Smile is a side project for Jay Galbraith of Katcha, Arrows, Raise Them and Eat Them, all of his bands they've got going on right now. So he's released three demo tracks on his MySpace site. So we're going to go with, I believe this one is called Sleeping. I've heard that he will be working in the future with John Allaire of Past Katcha and the Abandoned Hearts Club Pedigree, so that should be some really neat stuff to look forward to. So once again, thanks for listening. You can catch us on iTunes, you can catch us on odeo.com, and you can get it right from the main site. So thanks, and have a great weekend. See you next time.